Report: sources say dozens of Democrats expected to call for Biden to step aside after NATO conference. By Catherine Hamilton on July 11, 2024. Dozens of Democrat lawmakers are expected to issue statements over the next 2 days calling on President Joe Biden drop his re-election bid. Four Democrat sources with knowledge of the situation allegedly told CBS News ahead of the president's NATO press conference. The planning is coordinated, and some of the statements are pre-written, according to two sources. And it's not clear that anything Mr. Biden says in his high-stakes press conference Thursday night could redirect the expected course of events, according to the report. Several sources allegedly told CBS News that House Democrat leadership has told members to openly express their opinions. One source reportedly predicted to the outlet that the following 3 to 4 days will be brutal and that the fallout from Democrats calling to oust Biden could make it difficult for the president to continue his re-election campaign. Congressional leaders aren't expected to publicly speak out themselves or to attempt a forced replacement of Mr. Biden, aiming to avoid a public break with the president out of respect, the report continues. But there's also a recognition, as two sources put it, that public calls from leadership would trigger stubborn opposition from the president. Margaret Brennan wrote for CBS News that it's not clear how many defections by Democrats will convince Biden to step aside. 13 House Democrats and one Senate Democrat had, as of Thursday, publicly called for Biden to end his re-election campaign. One source allegedly told the outlet that Biden may be persuaded by the argument that his continued candidacy could tarnish the Democrat Party and Democrats' ability to win elections in November. Several sources said Biden's sister Valerie, or his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, would likely be the only two people who could effectively deliver that message to him, the report reads. Two sources predicted to the outlet that if Biden steps aside, Vice President Kamala Harris would assume the $240 million in campaign funds and move to the top of the ticket. The Democratic National Committee rules would make that the easiest and cleanest transition. However, the Democratic Party would then also need to shore up more support among men. And it's an open question as to which male running mate would join her on that ticket to challenge former President Donald Trump, Brennan wrote.